So if we know that some situation is not in our control and we need to just let Krishna do the best for us, still we often tend to try to find some way out instead of just, and then we realize we have wasted our time in trying to find a solution. See, basically, it is not that we are also conscious beings. And as conscious beings, Krishna has given us control also. In the Bhagavad Gita, the soul is also called as Ishvara. But the soul is not a Parameshwara. So we have little control. And then for us to let go of that control is not easy. Because we have that, it's not necessarily a bad thing. See, the spiritual master also controls the disciples. But that is in a service to Krishna. So our controllership, whatever little controlling capacity we have, that is meant to be in service of Krishna's controllership. So the parents are meant to say, take care of the children, materially, spiritually. Taking care means to some extent, putting some limits, controlling to some extent. So it's not that we can be ever expected to, this is we can't stop consciousness. The feature of consciousness is desiring, and then when we desire, we see things, we desire things, and we want to control them. So the problem is not controlling itself. The problem is controlling in a way that is independent of Krishna, that takes us away from Krishna. So we see that there are, in the Bible towards the end, Jesus says, "Let thy will be done." Let us surrender. Like Draupadi also raises her hand and says, "Surrender, let thy will be done." But then at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, we have Arjuna saying, "Karishye vachanam tava." He's saying, "I will do your will." So Arjuna, he doesn't raise his hands and surrender when he surrenders. He raises his bow in readiness to fight. So that is also surrender. But his way of surrendering is different. So basically, we need to redefine, because just as we can't give up desires. So what we are told is, if you spiritualize our desires, desire things and devotional service. Similarly, it's not possible for us to give up the controlling mentality. But what we need to do is, we need to control in the service of Krishna. So what that means is, there are some situations in which we can control externals. Yes, I'll plan this and make this happen. And that's what we do when we are, say, coordinating some events, assisting in some service. We have to control. It means we get things done. In some situations, we just don't have the power or the facility or the circumstance to control. So at that time, we just have to think in a different way. Rather than thinking that, oh, I can't do anything. I'm just powerless. The idea for us as souls to think that I can't do anything, that is actually very disempowering. Just like when we tell a person, don't do this. They feel deprived. So like that, for us, it's very difficult to acknowledge that I can't do anything. So instead, we can even just think in that situation that I still have control over my own thoughts, over my consciousness. So sometimes we just need to trick the mind. Actually, essentially the same thing. Instead of saying I don't have control over my circumstances, I'm saying I still have control over my thoughts. I still have control over my consciousness. And then, so it's like our controlling capacity begins with our consciousness and expands outwards. So sometimes if we are in a company where we are in a big position, say we may have control over 50 people. Other times we may be in a smaller position where we may have just control over 5 people. If we are retired, we may have control over no one except ourselves. So our controlling capacity, that changes as per time, place, circumstance. This is a normal part of life, and it has happened to devotees also. So when we see that in this situation, my controlling capacity is over only my consciousness, then let me control my consciousness and fix it in Krishna. So if you think of it that way, not that we are letting go, rather we are taking charge of that which is in our control and offering it to Krishna. Then the whole concept of surrender doesn't seem like disempowering. It seems that, yes, I'm still having some control, I'm using that control in Krishna's service. And sometimes it may also work out that, because one difficult thing is that, how do I really know that nothing is in my control? I myself feel maybe something will work out, so let me try it. So then, rather than letting the mind keep us in that duality, maybe I should try this, this will work out. Maybe I should try this, will work out. And then we just keep obsessing over the problem constantly. Rather than that, we can decide, okay, I'm facing this problem, and I will give this much time to deal with this. maybe in a day, in a week, in a fortnight, in a month, whatever. You know? And in this time, I'll think, I'll plan, and I'll do something. It works out well and good. Because life doesn't present us only with one problem. Sometimes when one problem we give a lot of time, then that problem seems to become bigger and bigger and bigger. But we just decide, okay, I have tried enough on this problem. Now it's not worked out. So I'll just focus on making sure that my consciousness stays focused on Krishna. Sometimes we have to, if somebody comes and steals our money, we'll fight to protect it. Somebody comes and steals our property, they'll fight to protect it. But you know, sometimes, what about our consciousness? Now you just have to think in a more, you can be more possessive about our consciousness, you know. If somebody is troubling us, you know, is this person worth so much of my mental time? No. Is this situation, is this problem worth so much of my consciousness, so much time I'm spending on this? So, just like if physically somebody comes and just starts taking our time a lot, then we'll just say a firm no, you know, okay, we'll be polite, but we'll be firm. So, like that, sometimes some situations just take a lot of our mental time. So, that time we are actually not even solving the problem. We are just agonizing over the problem. So, it's best to, so the same action we may have to do, but we have to do it with a more, we have to look at it more positively. Not that I am just giving up. See, bhakti is not so much about giving up, it is about going up. Going up means rising in our consciousness. So I just don't want to fight at this level now. For enough at this level, I'll raise my consciousness upwards. So if we have this positive attitude, what I am doing is, I am adopting a different approach. Not that I am just giving up over here. I am focusing on controlling my consciousness. I am focusing on ensuring that problems don't take more of my time than what they are worth. So then that way, with that positive attitude, whatever it is that we want to do, our determination will work, our willpower will work for us instead of against us. So when we feel deprived, then our desires, our willpower, you know, why can't I do this? Why should I not do it? So our desires, our consciousness, our willpower, it works against us. No, you should do it. Why can't you do it? But they turn it around and think that I'm doing this for, you know, I'm going to focus on my consciousness right now. This is what I'm going to do. Then that way, we can turn towards the positive. And then our own intelligence, our own willpower, our own desires, they work for us. Because we feel we are doing something. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you.